To say the state of Alaska is eager to wash its hands of its Sitka properties might be an understatement.
They were willing to give me the keys yesterday and walk away from it.
That's City Administrator Mark Gorman describing conversations with Mike Eberhardt, the regional superintendent for state parks.
They are willing to enter into an agreement almost immediately with the city and borough of Sitka for what they call a management authority, which pretty much gives us complete authority over the park and responsibility for the park.
Gorman said the state has even suggested it would consider transferring the land to Sitka outright. City officials have been dreading this moment ever since state parks, faced with a budget cut of $500,000, announced it would lay off its only Sitka employee. That means that since July 1st, nobody has been looking after the 35 acres of beachfront park that make up the Halibut Point Recreation Area. Until someone steps in, the bathrooms are closed, nobody is picking up trash, and the picnic shelters and trails have been left to the elements. But as Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis pointed out, the question is how the city would fund the park when the state couldn't.
We're now taking on something, potentially taking on something that could potentially cost us quite a bit of money. Money which we don't have at this current point.
But Gorman said he thinks the cost of inaction would be higher as the park becomes a public safety issue. He suggested exploring partnerships with local nonprofits and said there might be creative options for generating revenue.
What came to our attention the other day is that the cabin in the Stargaden campground is the most used cabin on the Tongass. That an opportunity to put one or two similar type structures in Halibut Point so people would have access to overnight recreational cabins on our road system would be another possibility.
Local organizations could adopt picnic shelters or trails to maintain, Gorman said. He even suggested creating a few lots at the park for the tiny houses that the Sitka Conservation Society wants to build. Assembly members were clearly intrigued by the options, but Ben Maiasato spoke for many at the table when he said he's frustrated that the state is simply walking away and leaving the city to clean up the mess. It's a scenario that officials worry will become more common as tight budgets force the state to shed more and more services. And Assemblymember Michelle Putz said it's a lousy precedent.
I think it's important that the state realize that, you know, we don't appreciate that we're being put into this spot. Because they could have done the same things that you're proposing, but yet they're essentially just dropping the ball.
And leaving the city with no choice but to pick it up. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.